Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry. So glad you could join us today. Got a lot of mood music in the background for you today to get you in the mood. Just looking at something and everyone's, I did this today and I did that today and this is why I'm so great. And I thought, oh, I'm so glad I'm not like that. Then I looked at the notes I'd written to start my show and I wanted to introduce myself. I'm Lisa Berry. This is today's inspiration. I guess I'm talking about myself because I came up with this definition, Lisa Berry. Happiness is my hobby. Joy is my passion, and love is what I live for and hope to share. So I guess here I am talking about me today, and but hopefully in a good way, in a good way to uplift you and inspire you and help you enjoy the journey a little bit more. I'm all about adding joy to the journey. We're all on a journey. We're all on this planet Earth, I think. Are we alone? Who knows? And we are all walking each other home, as Ram Dass says, which is kind of a very interesting way to look at life, but I like the way to look at life in an interesting way. You got to look at it. You can't just let it pass you by. You just can't walk across the planet and not think about all the great things and why you're here and why you should be happy and why you deserve to be happy. I was reading over some notes and I found something where a palliative care nurse said he spent years working with elderly people on their deathbeds and noticed a common theme that came up repeatedly among the patients. At the end of their lives, they regretted not letting themselves be happy. You know, you don't want to end up in that situation, so let yourself be happy. Let yourself feel joy. Let yourself know that you deserve to be happy and you deserve the best there is in the world. Maybe you had parents like mine who were not necessarily the most encouraging, empowering, loving people in the world. But hey, that's made us who we are today. That's made me realize how important all that really is. And now that I have realized that, that's what I want to share with you on today's inspiration. And that's why I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to listen, because I know we're all busy. We are all multitasking. We all have so many things going on. But what I'm hoping to do here and share with you is something that's going to enhance your life and empower you and help you change your perspective. I know I can't make you feel anything. I can't make you see it my way. I'm not trying to arm wrestle you into love. I'm just trying to inspire you with what I've learned and turn my wounds into something wonderful and to share my perspective in hopes that it will uplift you and maybe change your life, maybe make you stop and smell the roses. You know, there's all these phrases that are probably cliche. People say them, but do they really mean them? I always say you can go to Target and see these little signs and, or, you know, they're on a coffee cup and, you know, whatever. But I have engaged in them and they are written on my heart and in my soul. And I work in radio and that's been my career. And so here I am on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. What a gift. What a gift to the world. So many great shows on here that to help enhance your life. And I'm very grateful to be a part of it. And I'm grateful that you're listening. And I'm just trying to come to you from a loving, inspiring, uplifting place today in hopes that maybe I can add a little happiness, a little joy to your journey. And maybe I can convince you that you do deserve to be happy. And happiness is so important. And now I'm excited that it's moving into the workplace. And that is something that I like to do too. I have spoken to different companies and to organizations and happy to share my perspective with your workplace or organization, because the bottom line is the happier you are, the better you work. And then the bottom line is improved, literally, financially. And that's what most people are in business for, to make some money so we can spend it on things that make us happy. But ultimately, happiness doesn't come from spending money or buying things, you know. I do call myself a semi-professional shopper. I'm not going pro. I'm saving myself for the Olympics. But I like stuff. But I'm, as I get older and the more I learn, stuff doesn't mean anything. And I was reading a review of something somebody bought. She said, "I wore this and nobody said anything." Well, there's your first problem. Don't buy something or wear something or get something expecting it to bring on compliments. I have a friend, and she'll accuse me of trying to impress other people. Well, no, I buy things that make me happy. I like the color pink, so I wear a lot of pink, and it makes me happy. And if it makes other people happy, that's even better. But I like it because it makes me happy. And if I buy something that I enjoy looking at, from fresh flowers, I love to have fresh flowers around. I love the smell. I love the look. I'm not necessarily a highly visual person, because I have met people like that who sometimes that manifests in a negative way. They can't stand seeing a speck of dirt here, or they see things that other people don't see, and that's their gift. But, you know, I wear things because they make me happy. I'm not trying to impress anyone. So don't buy something hoping it's going to bring compliments. Buy something because it makes you feel good. And the better you feel, the more happiness and joy and love you can share. And the more we can turn this world around with positive emotions, because there's sadly so many negative emotions out there. But don't you want to be part of something positive? Don't you want to help the world be a better, more relaxed place? Be a part of something positive. That's my new movement. In addition to the book I'm writing, I'm going to be a part of something positive. And you are doing that by listening to this show. And you don't have to be a passive listener. You can engage with me anytime. I'm coming to you live right now. If you're listening live right now, I'm always grateful for calls, 646-378-0378. Or you can email me, lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com, lisaloveberry, gmail.com, because it's all about connection. It's all about sharing our gifts and knowing ourselves and being happy and having joy in your life. And how is joy different from happiness? That was a question I was pondering today. And there's lots of things to look at and explore. And are you even comfortable with the word happy? Are you happy? Are you allowing yourself to focus on the things that bring you joy and happiness? And if you're not, why not? You can be happy, and you deserve to be happy. We're not here to suffer. We're not here to waste our gifts or waste a minute of our precious, precious lives. We're only here to add as much joy to the journey as possible. And I'm here to share my perspective and what I've learned in hopes of empowering you to live a happier, more balanced life. Live positively. Why would you want to live negatively? I want to be centered and calm and balanced. And I don't want to live down there in all the drama. I want to live up here, not looking down on people, but just a little bit above all the daily drama and all the stuff down there. I want to lift myself up, and I want to bring you with me and hold hands and rise above the drama. I feel like I'm giving us hold hands and rise above the drama. But I mean, I guess I am sort of being that way without the evangelical delivery, or whatever kind of delivery you want to call that. But let's hold hands and lift ourselves up and realize how short this journey really is. Again, there's another coffee cup moment, but it really is. It is. I've been there. I've seen people at the end of their lives and how sad they are. And we don't want to end sad. We want to live with no regrets. I don't want to waste a moment. Live with no regrets. Do you have regrets? Can you turn it around? It's not too late. I think you can. And again, I can't make you feel or change or decide what you say or how you feel, but I can only share what I've learned and try to motivate you to look at life this way. And I'm not saying look at life the way Lisa Berry looks at it. I'm saying look at life in a positive way. Happiness is my hobby. Joy is my passion. Love is what I live for and hope to share. So look out the window of love with me. Don't look for hate. Don't look for negativity. It's out there. It's, I guess, human nature. We're writing it all off to human nature now that you can expect the worst from people. And it seems like the higher you go and the better you are, people cannot wait to knock you down. Is that human nature? Is that the way you were raised? Is that the environment and the feelings you're most comfortable with? I want to make you comfortable with feeling love and happiness. And it's amazing to me how people are not comfortable with love and happiness. And why aren't we? Or you, or her, or him, or me sometimes. But for the most part, that's what I'm striving for. And that's why I do this show. And that's Why, I hope you're listening because you feel the same way too. You want to get up there. You want to get out of the daily drama. You want to get off the street of anger. And you want to live in love and happiness. And I am full of love, unlimited love, unconditional love. Unconditional love is a tough one. You know, I started meditating and they would talk about, when you were a baby and you got unconditional love, feel that. I'm like, I really didn't. Sorry to say that. But that's who I am now. I have always been a loving person, and I've always been a pleaser. And I'm a pleaser because I want you to be happy. I don't like conflict. And some people think that that's a weakness because you should be okay with conflict and you should be okay with confrontation. I'm not okay with confrontation or conflict. I don't like it. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I want to be happy and peaceful and balanced and calm and centered. And don't you want to be? I'm not here just to talk about me and how I feel and what I want to feel. I want you to feel this way. I want you to understand. Look at life from the end. We all have the same end. It's all going to end the same way. And who knows what the heck happens after that. I know everybody has some people. I don't mean to offend anyone. If you have a strong belief in heaven or hell or what's going to happen, then, you know, that's great. That's your belief and that's what you're entitled to. But let's not even go there. Let's just talk about while we're here and how I don't want to waste a moment. And these are the three things that I discovered that I believe are essential for living a happy, well-balanced life. And here I am talking about me again. It's not about me. It's about you. You need to know yourself and you need to love yourself. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? What makes you happy? What your gifts are? What relaxes you? What inspires you? Take some time and even just a simple meditation where you breathe and focus on your breathing and ask, who am I? Who am I? And you'd be surprised. The answers will come to you. So know yourself and then love yourself. No one's going to love you if you don't love yourself. If you are insecure and you put out negative energy, it's not going to attract people to yourself. And I know that's easier said than done. Another one of those coffee cup phrases. It's easier said than done. It might take some work, but you're worth it. You're worth it. So figure out who you are, what your gifts are, and then love yourself. Forgive yourself. Cut yourself some slack and empower yourself with the confidence you need to go out there and make the most of your life. We all deserve to be stars. We all deserve our own reality show. That seems to be how in the United States, how we're embraced now. If you get a reality show, you're very important and everyone watches you and now they're on TV and you're very important. I work in media. I've worked in radio for a million years, and once someone's on TV, boy, that's it. Doesn't matter what they do, they're famous. And that they're important. And I think you're important if you are a loving person. I think you're important if you care about what really matters. And everybody's important, not just if you're on TV. And do we not have enough room to value and support and uplift each other? Only those people who are on TV, only those people who lost their baby weight in a week and a half, are they the most important people in the world? Or are you the most important person in the world? Or am I the most important person in the world? And again, I don't say that from an ego, me-first position. The way people drive, no one's taking their turn anymore. And I guess behind the wheel, anonymously, some people do act like they think they're the most important. I don't mean it that way. I mean it from loving yourself, and you deserve the best. But you also need to be a good citizen, and you need to be caring, and you need to share kindness. I live in Michigan, and recently the University of Michigan had their graduation ceremony. And the commencement speakers were the founders and co-owners of a place called Zingerman's. I don't know if you've heard of Zingerman's. Zingerman's with a Z. They own a couple of restaurants in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you can order online. They have amazing foods. And the owners, Ari Weinzweig and Paul Saginaw, spoke at the University of Michigan graduation. And you would think that they were big bucks businessmen, and they are, because they're extremely successful. Ari is an associate of mine. I wouldn't say we're best friends, but we have spent some time together, and he is an amazing person. He's the one who said to me, I was talking to him about meditation. I was told him I did this great interview with David G, and if you haven't heard it, go check it out. April 8th is when it aired, and David G, that was one of my happiest moments, was getting to connect with him for a full hour, and it's definitely worth listening to. And I asked Ari, did he meditate? And he said, I always come from a meditative state. And I thought, wow, how lucky are you that you can live that way? So anyway, they spoke to the University of Michigan, and these big, successful, internationally known businessmen talked about kindness, and they talked about joy, and they talked about generosity. And they're the real deal. They're successful because they know themselves and love themselves and know what's important. And what's important is not how the profit on pastrami. What's important is sharing kindness and generosity. And Aria said, kindness is free and kindness is important. Kindness doesn't cost you anything. And here they are, these big bucks businessmen. I don't know how much they're worth. And they don't define themselves by how much money they have or make. They define themselves by being decent, honorable, caring human beings. And they put that energy into a business. And they succeeded. And that's where I think it's so important to know yourself and be authentic. And then just feel strongly about something. And if you put that into something, like I try to do with this show, and if you're hearing that, if it's working, if you're connecting with that, I would love to hear from you. I'd love some feedback. Maybe you think I'm crazy and I'm out there. I know who I am. It's not going to change. But if it's resonating with you, I guess I'm looking for positive feedback. If you have negative feedback, that's okay, as long as it's respectful. I would say I can tolerate anything as long as someone's not mean. There's no room for mean in the world. But respectful debate is always encouraged, and positive feedback is always encouraged, and honest feedback is always encouraged. But it's just about knowing yourself and loving yourself and being authentic and then taking those gifts out into the world and doing what you can with them. And that's what this radio network is all about. The owner, I keep Penny Golden, is the real deal. This is who she is. And she put together this magazine, and she put together this radio network, and she's given me this opportunity to connect with you. And we're doing it because we think it matters. We're doing it because we think it's important. And hopefully it's touching you and changing you, or at least just making a little chink in the armor of your brain to make you realize that there is other ways to look at life out there. I was talking to someone and I mentioned something about this positive psychology inspiring community, and they had never heard of it. And I was shocked. I thought everybody knew about this. I thought everybody thought this way. And then I have a job to do, to share this energy, to share this way of thinking, to share this perspective. That is my dharma. That is what I'm here for, to help make a difference and inspire you and let you know there are different ways to look at life. There are many ways to look at life. And I want to be successful. I want to be profitable. I want to earn a living. I want to be happy. I want to have all the things that you want too. But I just want to get there, not necessarily the way that some people think you should get there. Of course, you need to work hard. I always say you get the results out of something based on the effort you put into it. So I put a lot of effort. I bring my heart and soul to this show. I sit in front of this microphone, and I love radio microphones. It's been my job for many years, and I love that I can open my mouth, open my heart, and open my mind, and I can talk into a microphone, and somebody somewhere is hearing it, and it's connecting with your heart and your mind and your soul, and that's so powerful. And it's such a cool thing, and I'm so blessed to have worked in radio, and I still work in radio with this show, and I work commercially, and I'm hoping to connect with people through a microphone, because it's just this cool thing that was invented, and you can listen anywhere, anytime. Now you can listen on your phone, you can listen on your iPod, your iPad, your PC. That's the great thing about internet radio, but you know that because you're listening. I'm just throwing some gratitude out there for it. So I'm back to my three essential things for living happy. I got a little carried away there, and we only got to number one, and that was know yourself and love yourself. The number two thing is learn to let go. You know, we carry around so much baggage. We carry around so much negativity, and just let it go. I had that lesson a lot last week. You know, as I said, I'm a human being walking the planet. I have a day job, and I got a family, and I have friends, and I have traffic. I have the same stuff you have going on. And there's things that come up that are annoying you. You know, you just got to let it go. Just got to let it go. I mean, what's the point of hanging on to it? You know, it's kind of like I need a stun gun for letting go, but not I don't like guns, or I don't like getting hurt. But just a little reminder that you're getting all worked up about something, then you have to say, stop. It's not worth it. Do I want to be right? Do I want to be happy? do I want to get all worked up about something, or do I just want to let it go? Because ultimately, what is going to be the benefit of getting all worked up? I've seen this. I've learned this lesson many times now. You can create a whole scenario in your head, and you can think someone did this for that reason and get all worked up, and then none of what you were thinking had anything to do with what happened. And you just wasted all that time and all that energy getting all worked up over something that really didn't happen. It was how I was choosing to look at it and not how the other person was looking at it. And I didn't need to waste all that time and energy on it. And it really wasn't that way at all. And I keep seeing that happen over and over again. That's the lesson I am learning, to let it go. I mean, really, what's important? Obviously, there are things that are important. You have a job, you have to be there on time, and you have to pay your bills, and you have to take care of your health, and you have to be there for the people who have expectations of you, your family or your friends. If you're made a commitment, of course you have to. I don't float around doing nothing. I have the same obligations that you do. But so much emotional energy is wasted getting all caught up in things. So don't waste your emotional energy and let it go. And I think that's really difficult for some people. I know it's taken me a while to master that, and I keep finding myself getting caught up in it. But it's so freeing. It's such a relief when you learn to let it go. And then stop creating these scenarios in your head of what's happening and why did that person say that and what does that really mean. And that's number three. Don't be so quick to be offended. People are not necessarily thinking or targeting you with what they say or do. And a lot of times when you just have to stop yourself, when you find yourself getting all worked up over something, when you find yourself hanging on and thinking, I'm a thinker. I think from the moment my eyes open in the morning to the close at night, and sometimes that can be exhausting. But I like to think. I like to think it out and imagine the scenario and how does it work and what does it mean. And lately I'm just learning to stop that. I got to let it go and not take it personally. Something happened the other day and I thought this person was doing something and it wasn't even about me. And I just let it go and I didn't take it personally. And I freed up so much energy. I lowered my blood pressure and it let me just be that much happier. So learn to let it go. Know yourself and love yourself, number one. Learn to let it go. And number three, don't be so quick to be offended. People are not necessarily thinking about you or targeting you with what they say or what they do. Have some gratitude. I haven't talked about gratitude for a while. Grab on to gratitude. Gratitude is granola for the brain. That is a Lisa Berry quote. You know, happiness is an awareness of the moment you are in and the feeling you are glad to be in it. So have some gratitude and have some happiness and add some joy to the journey and, you know, turn it around. Feel some gratitude and some compassion. Look for something to be happy about. Have a laugh and think, what can I do for someone else? As I said, get out of your own skin or your angry mind space and realize you are here for a reason. We all just need to feel happy and have fun. And, you know, people think, oh, yeah, well, it's easy for you to say. No, it's not. I have had my fair share of stuff. That's what I like to call it. But I still choose to have fun and be happy and be in the moment. So we talked a little bit about happiness, and there's a new train on the tracks of happiness in the workplace. And I would love to come to your workplace and talk more about this because we're seeing more and more research into it. And happiness in the workplace improves morale and obviously and ultimately the bottom line. Researchers have discovered that people turn out to be far more creative, engaged, and successful when their mindsets are positive, i.e. when they feel happy. So, well, don't you want people in your workplace to feel happy? Don't you want to feel happy? Maybe you're a boss. Maybe you own a huge multi-corporation and you want Lisa Berry to come in and talk to your employees or your bosses or your managers or you about being happy, because happy workers improve the bottom line. Happy workers produce higher sales. How's that one for you? As I said, we're all trying to earn a living. We're all trying to eke it out and be successful. It's so much pressure to be successful. And I think, to me, that depends on how you define success. But if you really want to look at it from the bottom line up, happy workers produce higher sales. So here's a great tip. If you're a manager, go out of your way to recognize employee strength instead of routinely correcting weaknesses. That's the old, that, you know, that could go back to your raising your kids. It's positive reinforcement. It's all about positive reinforcement. Go out of your way to recognize employee strength instead of routinely correcting their weaknesses. People will notice it. I work with some people who they like duck. They're in constantly duck mode because every time you talk to them, they think, what did I do wrong now? You know, and that's not coming from me. It's like, no, I'm not like that. Don't expect criticism from me. I don't want to criticize you. If there's something that needs work, I will help you. I will try to empower you to make it better. But I am not going to go around and you don't have to duck when you see Lisa Berry coming, because I try to be as positive as possible. Really, what influences workers to be productive and have feelings of achievement on their job? That's what you need to focus on. Generosity, kindness, and hard work, as I mentioned, Ari and Paul at the recent University of Michigan commencement. And one of the leaders in happiness these days is Sean Acker. He has done a lot of research into happiness, and scientifically, he says happiness is a choice. And he thinks you can rewire your brain to make yourself happy by practicing some simple happiness exercises. You know, I try to talk about exercise because I, of all people, need to increase my exercise. But these are mental exercises. How can you increase your happiness mentally? Well, gratitude. People always say this. Write down three things you're grateful for that occurred over the last 24 hours. And writing down is your thing, that's great. I have never done that because I walk around all the time and I try to be as grateful as possible. I try to be thankful for the little things because it just gets me going and moving in the right direction to have gratitude and think about what I'm grateful for. Take one positive experience from the past 24 hours and spend 2 minutes writing down every detail. See, I'm not a big writer. I would envision it in my mind. I would relive it. I told you a few minutes ago I'm a thinker. So I like to relive positive things and think about it. Also meditation. Even if you just take a couple of minutes, I read something about meditating on the job. Maybe you can just run to the bathroom and do some meditation and just take a break, a mental break. I'm big on the breathing, the 4-7-8. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7, and exhale for 8. And that sends a notice to your brain that it's time to relax. 4-7-8 breathing, and deepen your social connections. That's so important. I'm still working on that. Spending time with people who treat you the way you feel you need to be treated, or are as positive, or look at life the way that you look at it. You know, and I look at it like I want to live a love-based life. I truly and honestly, with all my heart and soul, believe that every moment is a miracle. Somebody passed along something the other day about words, suggesting words you shouldn't use, and one of the words was amazing. And the article said, if you say everything's amazing, then what's going to really be amazing? And I thought, everything is amazing. Have you ever seen the Lego movie? I know it's a kid's movie, but it's pretty funny. And I've seen the Lego movie, and it's got a song called Everything is Awesome. And I am not going to worry about overusing the word amazing. I think everything is amazing. You're amazing. I'm amazing. The fact that we woke up, that our bodies are still functioning. Nature is amazing. Friendships are amazing. The fact that I get to do this show, that you're listening, you're amazing. Not just for listening. You're amazing because why you're listening. And hopefully you're listening because you want to have a better life. You want to be more centered and you want to be more balanced. And you are with me when I say that love matters most. That, you know, as I said, I can't change how you look at things. I can only try to inspire you with how I look at things. And I say, happiness is my hobby, joy is my passion, and love is what I live for and hope to share. And hopefully you felt a little bit of that. And if you would love me to speak to your group or organization or just share a thought with me, I'm all about connecting. That's why I do this show. I want to connect with people. LisaLovesBerry@gmail.com is my email address. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect with you. And I just want to tell you I'm very grateful that you decided to spend this time with me today. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.